welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about paper clutter. I've had various clients where their solution to paper clutter has been to tell me that they just want to scan it and put it into their computer. And I wanted to talk about this because that is not exactly the best solution. Now, just for context, I am going to be 50 years old this year, and I started working in offices back in the 90s. So I remember fax machines. Even the fax machines still are around, but when they were in their heyday, right? Like, that was a lot of paper, and that's how we got things from one office to the other without a courier or whatever, if you needed to get something across the country or wherever. And that was a lot of paper. And I also remember all of the filing systems all over the place. And the tabs and the file folders and the manila, like the whole thing, right? So I remember all of this very vividly. And I believe my first job, or a lot of my early jobs were working as a secretary or administrative assistant, whichever one you want to say. Back then, I think it was secretary, but now it's administrative assistant. And so I dealt with a lot of paper. So I get it. Like, and honestly, we were all always told to keep everything because you might need it later, right? And in many cases, there are things that you do need to keep for certain amounts of time. But this concept that we need to keep everything forever, paper or digital forever, is not exactly true. And it's not what was true before is not true now. Because everything is digital, it is easier, or not everything, but a lot of things we can find online and so on and so forth. So you don't necessarily need to keep every piece of paper. Like, I could go do, maybe I'll do in the future, a whole podcast about paper and what is necessary to keep and really what isn't necessary to keep. But the point of this podcast is, you know, taking everything and putting it onto your computer, while for offices, that makes sense, right? You do need to keep this paper. You do need to keep it for a long time, not paper, but, you know, forms and things that are signed, documents and so on and so forth. You do need to keep it. And if it's all digital and that makes it easier to work, the company to work, then that's great. But in your home, when you take a pile of paper and decide, well, or a filing cabinet and decide, well, it's better for me to scan everything and just put it up on my computer or put it in, you know, a cloud server or something, I'm going to question that. And the reason I'm going to question it is because, to me, instead of actually sorting through the paper and figuring out what is necessary and what is really not necessary, you're just moving clutter from one place to another. It's almost like you just bought, instead of, you know, when I talk about physical clutter and I say, you know, you go and you go to the, you know, Target or wherever, and you get all of these containers to put your clutter in, you're not decluttering. You're literally just moving clutter from being on your floor or in on your surfaces of your tables and desks and everything, and putting it in a box. That's all that you're doing. And so when you just decide, okay, I'm just going to put everything I have and just scan it and put it onto the cloud, we'll just say on the cloud, even though people don't do that. They're probably putting it straight on their computer. At least the clients that I was talking to were putting it straight on their computer. You're just moving clutter. You really are. You're not decluttering. You are moving clutter. And I understand that we have been told, not everyone, but I would say in the United States culture, we've been told to hold on to every piece of paper and everything is important. Like I said before, that's what we were told. And so the concept, the idea of letting go of any little thing just in case you might need it is overwhelming and scary. And I'm not saying get rid of your taxes. I'm not saying getting rid of anything that's important like that, or signed documents, or anything like that. I'm saying, maybe you don't need that article that you got from the magazine 10 years ago that you ripped out to save for a quote rainy day. Maybe you don't need that, right? Instead of scanning it and putting on your computer or on the cloud, maybe it's okay to let it go, or maybe read it and take what you need to out of it and then let it go. That it's to me, it's just really important that as we move more and more into a digital world, I mean, we already are knee deep in a digital world, but as we are transitioning more and more into a digital world, instead of just seeing it as a new place to put your stuff, maybe it's a good idea to look at it as, okay, this is, if you do want to put everything on your computer, that's fine. Just maybe before you put everything that you have on the computer, maybe you do a little bit of a sorting through it. Maybe not a little bit, maybe a big sort through it and really figure out what is necessary. What really do you need to keep? What really do you not need to keep? What is something that you absolutely have to have? And what are the things that you're holding on to because you feel like you should, or because you might need it someday? It just amazes me when I work with some people and they want to do that. I work with other people and they want to get rid of all of it. So, it's different people, right? But just before you get all excited of scanning every document and putting it into your computer, hold off and just maybe do a few go through the files and go through the paper and go through the piles and see what's really necessary. That is my suggestion for you for today. I hope it's helpful. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I am on Instagram, although today, as I am recording this podcast, earlier today, there was no Instagram or Facebook or anything to hop onto because it was all shut down. So you can also always hop on to dearlovesjustbreathe.com. I've got a contact form. You're welcome to send me any questions you have through there. And I hope you have a wonderful day and see you next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you can hear it every week as it comes out. If you'd like to know more about decluttering with me, check out the show notes to see how I can help you. Have a great day.